Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today, we're watching episode 503 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 7, Game On.
It aired March 20th, 2004, written by John Telligan. Have we said this name?
That he wrote last season, some episodes last season, I think.
Okay, it's not clickable, so...
Well, that doesn't mean he's... That just means he's only wrote for Power Rangers and isn't famous.
That means he's either clickable somewhere else on the earlier on the page or is no one. Yep. Directed by Andrew Merrifield.
It seems like there's only the two directors this year so far. There's Charlie Haskell and there's Andrew Merrifield.
We're about to get a third for the next run of three episodes.
Get some fresh blood. Who is it?
Paul Grinda.
Grinda. The Grind is back. Okay, well, I guess we'll see how that goes. We'll see how he handles Dino Thunder, a show that tries to look like a real show.
Yep.
I forgot what I was doing for a second, and I was like, where do we go from here? How do we continue the podcast? You do 500 of these, you get the yips, you know? Like,
I know, it's still nerve-wracking every time.
Every time.
That's a lie. It's not, really.
So if you listen to the... The 500th episode, I said that there was like a clip I found from the first try. It was actually the second episode. It was the first time we tried the second episode.
How many episodes did we retake?
We recorded the first episode three times, and we did the first three episodes on one of those takes, and not until we like before we like started properly. So I found episode two the first time. I am a wreck trying to start the episode. Just a nervous wreck, like an idiot baby who doesn't know how to talk. We didn't know how to start the show yet.
We didn't know how to do anything.
So yeah, but I was just like afraid, it seemed like. Like I was scared of it. Like a ruggy baby.
The name Little Idiots is not a misnomer.
No, that's not cute. That's the descriptor of the people who run the show. Anyway, if you're new here, hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. It's episode 503.
We're dumb.
We're dumb.
Welcome to the show.
I don't know what else to tell you. If you want to listen to dumb people, you found it. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Dino Thunder, pretty good so far. I feel like we are hitting the part of the season where they really got to start doing stuff,
yeah,
or start treading water, and I'm just kind of nervous as to which one we're going to hit first.
They laid a lot of groundwork early on, and the last episode was pretty fluffy.
Yeah.
So I'm just worried that we're going to be in a stretch of probably nothing for a little bit.
I'm okay with, like, nothing as long as it's, like, kind of season one fun nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
It was a fun nothing.
It was some fun nothings.
Whisper fun nothings to my ears, Power Rangers.
I love fun nothing. I'm trying to make a Funyuns joke, and I don't know if I can get there.
Oh, you mean, Funyuns onion flavored ring snacks.
Yeah, Funyuns onion flavored ring snacks. The snacks that are onion flavored
rings. Sonic's favorite.
He loves them. How would Funyuns
they should have had
taste
Funyuns
with chili
in the
dogs?
Sonic movie.
They probably should have. I feel like that was a real big missed opportunity. Sponsorship, product placement wise, they could have probably raked in the Funyun money on that one.
Yeah, I feel like if you crunched them up over a chili dog, like a French onion topping.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be pretty good, right?
They might be pretty good.
Yeah, I kind of want to try that. Also, I feel like if they would have product placed themselves, like if Onions would have in the Sonic movie, that would be really good because Sonic was like the last movie, right? Like it's the final...
Is that what the podcast is about? I couldn't make it more than 20 seconds in.
I know. Once you get like 30 seconds in, it's like, we're going to watch Sonic the Hedgehog, the last movie they ever made.
Damn, I missed it.
No, that podcast is about a movie that kills you, which is stolen from a movie. Like, they reference the movie they stole it from in the podcast. It's really dumb.
But also, like... From the 20 seconds I listened to Nick Silver be like, we're hiding clues, and if you find them, then you win. to reading the titles of the episode. You also have to make the movie yourself and then watch it. Is that right?
Yes. It has to do with like set decorating, feng shui. It's bad. Anyway, we're going to go watch it.
Anyway, there should be a scene in the Sonic movie where he's eating Funyuns and he gets bumped and they all like fly out of him. Like,
yeah.
Like rings from the video game.
Like, oh, no,
says,
my Funyuns.
Oh, you maybe drop my Funyuns.
No, not my Funyuns. Onion flavored ring snacks.
That's no good.
No, and then he. Anyway,
then
we're gonna watch Game On.
Them.
We gotta stop talking about Sonic the last movie, and we gotta go watch Game On.
Dino Thunder, power up! And we're back. We just got our games on by watching Game On.
Mm-hmm. Man, when we were watching it, I was wishing that I had some Funyun onion flavored ring snacks.
Yeah, you ever dip a Funyun in like French onion dip? A French onion Funyun? Have you ever had one of those?
Have you ever made French Funyun dip? Have you maybe tried replacing the onions with Funyuns? Onion flavored drink snacks.
I love a Funyun.
I also like it. My favorite part about
a
Funyun.
Hey, we sold out in episode 500. Could you guess who our first sponsor is? I'm kidding. No, it's a hashtag non-spawn
this
with Funyuns.
Hashtag non-spawn.
I do just genuinely like them as a good snack.
You know what I really like about Funyuns is that when you bite them and like you are chewing them in your mouth, they shred the top of your mouth like they're Captain Crunch.
It just cuts you up.
It's made of fiberglass, basically. HeyJakeAndJosh.com, that's the website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes up through Lost Galaxy. No, Lightspeed Rescue. Up through Lightspeed Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a feed, which is all of the episodes up through non-bonus edition. All the episodes up through Wild Force, the first 10 years of Power Rangers covered on in one archive feed that is not labeled yet. It's nothing is updated because Josh was doing it, and then it turned to dust in his hands, and he's taking some time away.
That'll happen.
Yep.
Yeah. I went to school for this stuff, but I hate it at the same time, so.
That's how I feel about film school. But you can put that on a podcatcher of choice and go listen to our old stuff when we didn't know how to start a podcast even more than we don't know how to start a podcast now. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Apple Juice Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Podknife, Podbaby, Stitcher, and Podgames. That's right.
It's just rabbits. Surprise.
First of all, it's just rabbits. There's a second one that's just, it's a video game that is a podcast. It's hard to explain. It's the podcast is the game.
It's
and you play it while you listen.
Have you ever seen like game dev studio or like YouTuber simulator? It's like that, but podcasts.
It's that, but podcasts, and it's not as fun as you think it would
be. Yeah, but when you finish one, it actually like goes out as a podcast.
Yeah, they just put the podcast out, and then you have to live with the shame of having done that, and you didn't know it was going out when you made it. It's not polished. It's not the one you want it to be, but it's out now because of podgames.com. You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places if you want to help out the show. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, and we would really appreciate it. You know the deal with Patreon by now. Also, a quick update. Nobody has decided to sponsor us, specifically Purple has not decided to sponsor us yet, so I think I'm just gonna bug them every day until they do. That's probably like the way you do that, right?
I don't know. I've heard there's like a firm or some kind of like company that you go to and you're like, I have a podcast and I want sponsors, and then they come back and they're like, well, you can choose from the three podcast sponsors. Which would you like, BarkBox, NatureBox, or Purple?
Well, see, here's the thing, is you gotta have like listeners at that point if you want to get like the big name ones. Okay, everybody, my internet is trying to destroy the podcast from the inside, so whatever joke we were just making, it doesn't matter. I don't even remember what we were talking about now.
Sponsors
we don't have any. Purple, please, I would love a mattress. Josh, do you want to just jump in and talk about Game On for as long as the internet will let us?
Yeah, let's crush it in 10 minutes.
How about we do a video game thing and we speed run the episode?
I don't think we're capable of doing that, actually.
Probably not. Though, to be fair, I don't feel like a lot happened in this one, but we'll see.
We always say that, and then they're like an hour and a half.
I know. We start off at cyberspace. Haley's like, got a big order for you, to Trent. And there's one soda on a tray. And he's like, oh, I'll call you if I need help. And I was like, that's a cute joke. And she's like, no, it's this one, and hands him a tray full of drinks.
Yeah, she double goofs him.
She double goofs on him. I like Haley. I feel like I like Haley a lot in this episode.
Trey is really fun here, too, even though he only has, like, two lines.
Well, also, his name is Trent.
I say, oh, God.
Did I say Trey earlier?
No, I don't think you did. His name's not Trey.
No, he's
God.
Not a bag of farts. He's Trent.
He's had, like, four lines in the whole show, and he's already a better character than Trey was.
Yeah. Easily. So he takes the big tray full of drinks. Not the other one that we were talking about, a regular tray.
It's like a bunch of cocktails and a soda in the middle.
For kids. It's a bunch of kids. Cocktails for kids. They're mocktails, I guess. So he brings it over to this table, and Ethan is like, I fucking hate this wizard, and like jumps out of his seat, and he like elbows Trent in the butt, and he, I guess, spills a platter full of drinks onto like four people or the floor. And then Ethan's like, he barely apologizes, like, oh, sorry. And then like goes back to playing his dumb wizard game.
Yeah. Welcome to the service industry, Trent.
Rough. It's rough.
It's all downhill from here, buddy.
And Trent's like, yeah, hey, also, it's a game. It cannot hear you. Like, so Haley comes over to Ethan. And she's like, hey, Ethan, is everything all right?
Yeah, you all right, buddy? You want a soda?
So he does not answer her because he's too distracted by his wizard game. As near as I can tell, this game is you're in a forest and things walk towards you, and one of them sometimes is a wizard.
Yeah, you need to get a password from him, but he won't give it to you.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's a video game. Like, you have to... In the video game, you have to trick the wizard into telling you a secret code of numbers.
How many
and then you
options?
Win?
How many options are there to like trick him?
I don't even know if you have to put the number in anywhere. You just have to get it, and then you have
you
it, and you
to,
win the
you
game.
Need to have well, you don't win the game because you need to beat the game, but you also need to get the code, which seems like a separate thing, so that he can win a job as a QA tester for the next game. That's dystopian.
Oh, so this isn't even a real game. This is like a recruitment tool.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you ever watch G4 when you were younger?
No.
No. So I watched a lot of G4. They did a reunion special a couple days before Thanksgiving, and I remembered literally every bit that they showed. But there, I watched a whole bunch of it a couple months ago. I watched a bunch of like old X-Play, and some of them had commercials, and a lot of them had like, come to our game dev school commercials. And it looked like they made the game that Ethan is playing in for those game dev school commercials. One of them's like, yeah, my mom said I'd never get anywhere playing these games. And it's like, you don't look like you have gotten anywhere, actually. Like, you look like you're in your basement still, but I guess you're at a game company making a game with a controller? That seems hard, but here we are. He tells her this. I think it's a bad deal that you get a job if you win it. The wizard's name is Beldorf of Galdor? Goldor? Something like
Goldar.
That?
Goldar. Beldorf Goldar. Of Goldar.
That's what it said. When you read it, the way I spelt it, it looks like it's Goldar. I wish that would have been anything, but it's not. It's just some dumb fantasy, like, throw a bunch of consonants together and see what happens name.
Yeah.
And it's not a good one. We cut away from there to Cassidy and Gooch, and they are, well, Cassidy's dressed like a princess, and Gooch is in jeans, but he has like a tunic on and a bunch of swords in his hands.
Yeah, what is this? Why are we doing this?
For very little reason I can tell. Cassidy says it's because she wants to be Princess Gwendolyn in the play, I think. And so she needs to get practice being a queen.
Also, it's like noon and they're walking outside and they're like, yes, we will go to the cyberspace and get me some subjects for the play or
to
whatever.
To rule over, yeah.
So just keep in mind that it's like not late in the day.
It is daylight out. It is daytime. We cut to King Koopa and he's talking to Zeltrax and he's like, teenagers are like mice. They're easily trapped, but you gotta know where to put the cheese or something like that.
Let me tell you, Mezogog has never dealt with a mouse in his life.
I mean, if he does, he probably just eats them, right?
Probably. But mice, somewhat with the experience of having mice in my house.
You have had a live-in mouse.
We've had multiple. I think we've already had one this season.
Oh, boy. Well, it's getting cold. They're trying to find places to hide.
Yeah,
warm.
Without the aid of a cat, and we won't use kill traps because I don't think that's fair.
Right.
Even though the cats have definitely killed probably three of them.
That's just animals, though, baby. That
right,
is. That's
nature,
the law
that's
of the jungle. Yeah.
They are very clever in not getting caught. They're like, their whole purpose in life is to eat and not get caught in traps, and they're very good at both.
Well, so this is 2004, though. This is before they were worse back then. They've had a lot of time to evolve. He also has like a view of Ethan. Like, he's looking at Ethan in cyberspace, the cafe, yeah. Not on the internet. He's not on like a chat room looking at Ethan or anything. But he has like video inside cyberspace.
Right, the typical villain magic.
Yeah. Then he also has a video of the woods where Tommy and Connor and Kira are. So like, I guess it's just drones, maybe. Who knows what it is? And he's like, Zeltrax, we're gonna divide and conquer. You send some tyrannodrones down there and you attack them, and then I'm gonna get Ethan with a monster. And so he's like, fire up the Geno randomizer, and he makes a monster, and this monster's name, he said it right away, and they say it a lot because they realize they have not said any monster names to date. And I think it's Demagnetron,
yeah.
Okay.
At one point, because I did not hear him say his name here, and I did not notice they say his name until like almost the end of the episode.
Elsa says it once in the middle, and he's like, he literally comes out of the monster thing. He's like, I'm Demagnetron, and I'm gonna get your magnets or whatever.
At one point, Kira calls him Mr. Magnetic Personality, and I was like, if I look on Wiki, and that is his damn name.
His name is Mr. Magnetic Personality. Swan to John. So we cut back to the woods where Dr. O, because he's in Dr. O mode. Tommy's in, like, mentor mode right now.
Yeah.
And he is for most of this episode, and I like it. And I just wish that he didn't have to also be a Power Ranger.
Yeah, this episode is good because when they're hanging out, they're in the, like, command center area and not just three teens hanging out with their teacher at a bar.
With their 25-year-old teacher at a kid bar, yeah. At Computer Ernie's. So that would be like if like Mr. Kaplan, the principal, was like, what's up, Jason? I'm just going to chill. Is that cool? And he's like, yeah, I guess.
You want to lift some weights, buddy?
Yeah. Or Mrs. Appleby's like, I'm going to do gymnastics with you, Kimberly. And she's like, OK, you're very old, though. So like, OK. So he's training them. They have like their Raptor Rider motorcycle things. And he's like, someone says that like Ethan's not there. And Connor's like, does it matter? It's just practice. We're not talking about the game. Talk about practice, man. And Dr. O is like, every practice could be a game because you never know when you're going to get attacked. And then he gets attacked by Krusty's. There's a fight, and there's a long fight.
It's a lot, yeah.
Also, real quick, what was Kira wearing? I think we've reached the like 2004 MTV VMAs Kids' Choice Awards era where there's a lot of ungainly lit. She's wearing full-on jeans under a skirt, which is not as bad as later.
Is it a skirt or is it like a shirt tied around her waist?
I feel like it's a skirt. It looks like
it probably
like
is.
A plaid skirt, but
she's like a Ashley Tisdale,
very Ashley Tisdale. What's
but
weirder?
Like, but yellow and black instead of like
blue and pink.
Instead of like blue and pink pastel colors. Yeah.
Later on, we will see that Haley, who's wearing a dress, is also wearing jeans under her dress. And I feel like that is a little weirder.
Man, it's the early aughts. This is just what everyone looked like.
we're done with the millennium. Millennium's over. We're done with that. We're just going to get weird for a little while.
It's crazy because you think like, oh, 90s fashion was so bad and silly. But then you look at how the way everyone's dressed here in 2004. Is this four?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, first of all, it's very distinct, which is something you don't realize when you're in a decade until you're about a decade removed from it, how different it looked from everything else.
Yeah. We're only about 16 years removed from that. But like, that just means like, I'm just worried that like clothes now are boring. You know, like no one's trying to do anything weird with clothes for like the last like 15 years or like 10 years or whatever.
I don't know. We're going to get away from it. We're going to see all the beards and thick rimmed glasses and like the...
Right. And the skinny jeans that look like they are trying to cut your legs off. Yeah.
And those weird boot sneakers that hipsters wear.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the boot sneakers.
I don't know what else to call them. I'm sure there's a real name for them. It's like the bottom part of boots, but like guy boots and not like heeled boots.
Okay. And then the top are like Air Jordans? Like what are you...
Kind of.
Okay.
And they have the little like loopy on the back so you can pull them up over your heel.
I'm about to Google sneakers.
Hang on. I'm just going to Google hipster boots.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So this fight is very long. At some point they morph and then they fight more, which is weird that they morph during a Krusty fight, but Zeltrax is also there, so like,
yeah, and they do like wait like until they're being beat up before they do that. Because both Connor and Kira get like knocked aside, and then Kira's like, "Hey, we should just like morph right now."
She lands on her raptor cycle, and she's like, "Do you fancy going for a ride in the country or something like that?"
I guess these are more boot shoes, like fancy shoes than sneakers.
Okay, did you find what you were thinking of?
I think I did, yeah. Right. Let me click it. I don't want to load too many tabs. But...
Yeah, if it's on your end, then I don't know. I'm not even going to open it on my end.
I want to just, like, hang on, I'll screenshot it and send you the picture.
Okay.
It's a long walk for literally nothing to contribute. All right, there you go. It's like a little fuzzy because it was like a rollover thing that I screenshotted, but there you go. There's a hipster boot. I guess it's more of a high top dress shoe.
It is more of like a hiking dress shoe than anything. Anyway, so they fight more. Zeldrax has like a real mad on for Tommy. He does not, like, he only fights Tommy. Like, Tommy and Zeldrax, like, they just fight the whole time.
It's weird. It's like maybe they have a history or something.
I mean, we'll see. But so far, I don't know it. Also, then the bad guys are not losing. They're just kind of like getting shot at with like lasers from the motorcycles, and they just leave. And Connor's like, "Well, that was so random."
So random.
And Tommy's like, "No, that was a diversion. We need to go find Ethan." Like, I love that the plan was like, "We'll divide and conquer." And they didn't like let the plan go. So we cut back to cyberspace where Haley's like, "So you sure you know how to lock up?" This wouldn't happen. 12:30. Like it's it's daytime.
You don't leave a teenager who is just like a customer.
Well, she knows he's a Power Ranger, right?
But you still don't leave him to lock up your store because he doesn't work there. Right. That's gotta be some kind of an insurance liability.
For sure. So he's like, "Yeah, I totally will." She's like, "Okay." And she turns around. She's like, "I am going to regret this." And then leaves. And Ethan immediately pulls out a homemade Game Shark made out of a Polaroid camera.
I think. Yeah, it's like the bottom of a Polaroid camera and two circuit boards just glued on top of it in like an A-frame shape. and he's like, "I'm going to hack the code."
He's like, "I'm going to hack it and I'm going to cheat to get the code so I can play the next one," or something. It's unclear. Clearly, whoever wrote this does not know about video game production, like, at all.
Was this the intent of the developer? If this is like a, if you win, you get a job kind of thing. But they made it unbeatable unless you hack it.
You
so they can
hack
see
it.
If you can like figure the code out. Is that like some kind of deep
maybe
meta thing?
Maybe, but in like 2004, I mean, maybe like as a no prize answer to make it make sense, then like yes. But in 2004, it probably was a lot harder. But now it's like, can you find the code? And data miners hit like a button on their computer and it just downloads right. all, it dumps the whole thing.
Yeah, dump ROM into a text file somehow, and then I'll just read what's in there.
Yeah, and then you just Google wizard code.
Yeah.
So he pulls out to cheat. This is when Cassidy and Gooch get there, and the store is closed. It is still daytime, so it's not like they took a long walk. So they get there, and Cassidy, and she's doing like a fake British accent because she's a queen, and she's like, "I'm the queen. You can't lock out a queen. We need to get in there." So they're like, "All right, let's go break in through a side door." Then
also, it's like 12:45. It's closed, and your purpose is to get like subjects to be like your fan club to get you into the play or whatever.
Yeah,
no one's in there except Ethan. Like, is it?
It's closed. What
and
do you
they
want?
See Ethan, so I guess they're like, "Let's go get Ethan to like me or something."
Something I don't know. So
let's break in and steal Ethan, and then instead the monster does that first.
He doesn't even break in; he's outside. He at least respects the closed sign.
Yeah,
because he's outside. And he's like, "I'm gonna get you," and he zaps Ethan, and Ethan gets sucked into his little Polaroid camera, which makes me think this is like a Billy situation where like he made a thing that did this, and then Demagnetron just like activated it on accident and not. Demagnetron has the power to send you into a video game.
I think that's true because, spoilers for a couple minutes from now, but Cassidy and Devin are going to also get sucked in there while the monster is nowhere around.
Well, he pops back up for them because they come in like a second from now.
Right. It's the next one that's like no one is here and she just goes in.
Yeah, and so he pops back up and he's like, "Also, you can go in the computer," and he sends them in too.
I wish that amounted to anything. They're in this high fantasy video game with a wizard and stuff, and she's dressed as and talking as a queen, and instead she falls in a mud puddle, and that's the whole thing.
We see her fall in mud, and that is literally it. So she lands, they're like, "What's going on?" The camera goes up and comes back down onto Ethan, like they're in a different place from each other. And I was like, that's weird, and also why? Like, so then the wizard is there. He is Beldorf, Wizard of Goldor. And this guy is, to his credit, going whole hog.
He is 110% into this.
This guy has been waiting for this moment his whole life, and he got it.
What's his name? Beldorf?
Beldorf.
Let me look him up. It's going to be like one of the producers or something.
I feel like this is like a guy who does theater. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is a theater actor because he plays for the cheap seats. So he is talking to Ethan. He's like, you're not tall enough to be a giant, so you can't be from the east. So that only means that you're from the west trying to steal my secret code. And I'm like, in the game, does the wizard know he has a series of numbers? Because when Ethan's doing his little Game Shark thing, we see like a thing pop up with numbers. So
they forgot to finish the game. They're going to patch that in on day one, but this is like a pre-release.
It's like a demo. Okay.
His name is Tim Raby?
Sure.
Huh.
What?
So he plays Beldorf here.
Yeah.
And the only other thing I see him credited for is the voice of Korvaka in Power Rangers Ninja Steel.
That is much later. This guy took
a
long time
jump.
Off.
Yeah.
That's weird. So he is like, so clearly you're from the West. You're trying to get my code. Does that mean that in the game, you trick the wizard using whatever button combinations you have available to you? And
he's
is it like
a dialogue tree? There's only
maybe?
One path that leads to the code.
I feel like you could brute force that pretty easily, right?
Yeah, and that's also not like a game that gets you so excited you elbow a tray of drinks out of somebody's
right.
hands.
Also, when he's looking at the computer, like before Beldorf comes up, there's like some guys in the woods. There's just like a couple guys in the woods. And we'll get that in a minute, what that
was
means in the game.
Was he fighting them?
I don't know, because
it's first person. The game is first person, and it seems like you stand in a stationary spot and just spin around 360 degrees.
It's like, what if Doom, but everything came to you, you know? Like,
that's just, I don't know, that seems bad. That doesn't seem like it'd be very fun.
Even in Myst, you can walk around, you know? So he's like, so clearly you're trying to get my code, so just get out of here. And Ethan's like, yes, I am trying to get the code, but I'm not going to leave because I don't know where I am or how to leave. And he's like, fine, I'm going to go. And then he just leaves instead. And Beldorf just like goes away.
He acts like he's going to zap him with a spell or something. And he's like, instead, I will go.
I
and he jauntily just like trots away.
This episode, I feel like it wastes so much time. And then the stuff we get in the video game is dumb. And I wish it was not dumb. I wish there was more. Like, they could have done something with Cassidy as a princess and Gooch as a knight.
It wants to be like when Kimberly was stuck in a storybook.
Yeah, but they don't even set. Like, yeah. And they have like sets because they're just in New Zealand where they just left a bunch of Hobbit sets from Lord of the Rings. Like, they just left everything there. So, like, they have, like, they will go to one later, like, in a little bit. But, like, I wish they would have just done something with it, you know, instead of just being like, you're in a game, and then that's not really going to matter. So we cut away from there. Kira and Connor show up, and they see that the thing is closed. And so they're like, all right. It's noon, so that's weird. And then Demagnetron attacks them. And so they fight Demagnetron. They call Tommy. They're like, there's a monster here, but Ethan's not. And he's like, well, I'm looking for a signal, so I'm going to pinpoint it. Hold on. Keep him distracted. And I was like, what does that even mean? What signal are you looking for? I'll tell you where it is. It's inside at the computer. It's coming from a Polaroid camera.
Does that ever turn up anything? I don't think it
kind
does.
Of, like, it kind
I don't
of
think
does.
He ever really finds him.
I don't think so. It doesn't really make sense. And they kind of skip over it. But later on, there's like a thing where, like, actually what you did was good. And I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. We cut back. Cassie and Devin are walking through the woods. She falls down. She's like, I want to be the princess. I need subjects. And he's like, isn't Princess Gwendolyn good? She's like, I'm doing a new thing with it. I'm putting my own spin on it. And then she falls down a hill and lands in a mud puddle. And this is basically it for her this episode.
Confirmed to be the Bulk.
She is clearly the new Bulk. Yeah.
Which, it's funny, because right before this, I was like, I'm really glad we got Katrina Devine back to play a role that's, like, still kind of frustrating, but in a different way.
Yeah.
Just so she can, like, show off more. Because she is still kind of doing Mara sometimes.
It's like, it's if what if Mara was a human reporter instead of, like, a high school reporter instead of an alien space niece.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's doing, like, an accent, and she's like, it's fun, and I like that she's getting to, like, do stuff, but she doesn't really do a lot, and then she just gets muddy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're Bulk.
As soon as I'm like, oh, I'm glad that she's, like, here and gets to still, like, be around, and then she just fell into a mud puddle, and I was like, well, womp womp, I guess.
I will say I do like Devin's character a lot more the more we get, because he's just like, I'm just trying to deal with my friend.
Yeah, he was really good in this. It's amazing what lines will do for a character.
Wild, huh? So Ethan follows Beldorf to his house. Beldorf's got a little hobbit house, and he's like, Beldorf, I don't know how to get out, and I don't even want your code anymore. I just want to get out of this game. And Beldorf opens up the door, and he's like, you're not going to get very far if you can't read. And he points at a sign that says, no gamers allowed.
It's a good mantra to have even today. In 2020.
Even just in general, just as a life, kind of a life lesson, no gamers allowed. And so then these, like, black and white eyeball putties show up. We ranked these when we ranked
We did, because they are going to be, like, a thing.
Yeah, I thought they were just going to be in the game, and we got tricked into ranking them. But at the end, they're, like, going to be a going concern. Cut back to, or Ethan starts fighting. Beldorf just shuts the door, doesn't even help. Like, he doesn't, like, do any wizard stuff. He knows magic. We'll see later. He can do magic, but he just doesn't want to. So we cut back to Kira and Connor.
He might only have the one spell.
That's true. And Connor's like, okay, you go in and find Ethan. I'm going to hold this guy off, but, like, hurry up, because I don't know how long I'll be able to do it. She's like, gotcha. She goes in, steps in front of the little Polaroid game shark, and then just gets sucked into the game, like, immediately. Magnetron didn't do it.
No, yeah, she just walks up to the thing, and she's like, what is this, a game genie? And just whoop, into the game.
Oh, no, I'm being Tron. And then she's, yeah. So she lands next to Ethan. I thought she was going to land on Ethan for a second, because he's down, and she, like, lands on the ground next to him.
Every time it shows someone falling out of the sky, I just think of the scene in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey when death falls from heaven with them. He's just like, ah! It's very funny. Everyone should watch that movie.
I need to rewatch it. I still haven't watched the third one, but I hear it's really good.
I have it on Blu-ray now.
I hear it's very good. So
I was going to watch it when it came out, but I was like, oh, I'm not going to pay $20 to watch it at home and then pay another $20 to have it. So right. I'll just wait till it comes out. And then it came out, like, a month later.
Yeah, because, like, no one knows what to do right now. They're like, the theaters are closed. HBO's like, we're just going to put all of our stuff on HBO right away, and I'm like, that's cool for me. And now everyone's like, oh, but what about theaters? I'm like, theaters are going to be fine. Once there's no pandemic, I'm going to go to a movie theater all the time because I miss it so bad. It's not going to be a problem. Don't worry.
Yeah, the term of going to a movie theater is not just like to see a movie when it comes out. Yeah, it's seeing a movie in the theater.
Yeah.
We saw Ghostbusters, and it was like way different than any other time we watched Ghostbusters.
We did see Ghostbusters in the theater. That was so good. Like, yeah, it's just like, it's a whole thing. It's not just like if people are like, well, a movie comes out, and we go to the theater to see it. It's like, no, you go for the experience, and also you're somewhere where your ADHD can't really attack you because you can't turn your phone on. Like,
right.
So anyway, she's like, hey, have you tried morphing? He's like, what's morphing gonna do? And she's like, be Power Rangers so we can beat them up and try to get out. What do you mean, Ethan?
I wish that maybe they would use their superpowers.
They didn't use them at all
before they give in to morphing, because there's two times in this episode where if Haley just yelled at everyone.
Kira.
What did I say?
Haley. I don't know if she has a superpower yet, but might as well, right?
Maybe she will. Who knows? Yeah,
she needs her own dino DNA. Dino DNA.
Because I think Kira's, maybe with the exception of super speed, but I think Kira's is the most broken in that she can just take down every mook that's around with one yell.
Pretty much anyone in sort of a direction she can take out.
It's good for crowd control.
And it doesn't seem like she needs to recharge or like it hurts her throat or there's any bad parts to it. Like there's no drawbacks to their powers, which I would use much more often if I were them. But again, this is a Power Rangers show, so they need to morph and be Power Rangers. They could have just been Dino Teens, but what the hell do I know? So they morph. Forgot about this. So they morph. They're fighting them. At one point, they do like a team attack where she jumps off of Ethan's shoulder. And she goes, yeah! For like a long time. It's the world's longest yeah boy, but like in Power Rangers.
There's one where Ethan like does a backflip face plant, but Kira puts her foot under his feet and flips him back over.
I did not see that.
Yeah, there's a couple good like team moves.
Yeah.
That's nice to see, because I don't feel like we've really gotten that a lot. I feel like most of the fights in modern Power Rangers are just like the five of them split up and fight like five putties each.
Right. And then like they'll all get knocked back together and then they go back to fighting separately.
Right. Or they just shoot them with the big gun. And
right. But yeah, so they do a bunch of team moves. It's cool. But I just love her long Kira's longest yeah boy ever. We cut over to Connor, who goes to morph. He's outside the game. He goes to morph and then he gets shot into the building. Like, he gets blasted and teleports inside, it feels like. Did he blink?
The way I read it is that the monster, whose name I cannot remember, Mr. Magnetic Personality.
I tried figuring out how to make his name like a magnet name, but a people name, like trying to do like a cool, and I was like, Matt Gnit. And I don't think that's anything.
Meganit. He shoots Connor, and Connor goes flying, I think, through the door into the bar. But he goes, like, all the way to the, like, literally the bar area and smacks his back against the wall really hard.
He lands near the computer because he bumps it, and something he does shoots all of, like, the weird eyeball putties and Kira and Ethan out of it. And they're, like, knocking stuff over for a second, and she's like, Kira's like, Connor, morph and meet us outside. So he morphs, and then they're just all outside fighting the putty. So they just, like, ushered them out while he was doing his morph sequence, I guess. Also, notably, Cassidy and Devin do not come out of the computer. They are stuck in a game. So that's weird. They fight outside. At some point, everybody leaves, so they go to check the game. And when they do, they've demorphed and they're like sitting near it. And Connor's like, what is going on? He's like, oh, I don't even know where to start. And then off screen, we hear like, mind thinky that the good place to start is the truth. And like, or whatever he says in his dumb fantasy accent. And then it's Beldorf, and Beldorf's out of the game now. So like, now we have a new set of problems that I feel like are also unnecessary.
Like, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
This is like, why is he here? It's like just for For goofs.
For a goof. Not even goofs. Just one.
Yeah, because he doesn't goof. Even say, like, anything about how the world is weird and not what he's used to. He's yeah. just like, I'm here and we're just going to chill. I'll go. I'll follow you wherever you go.
I guess I'm indebted to you for some reason. So we go to commercial. We come back. They're at Tommy's lab. Haley's there. She's like, I'm going to try to look at the power source and, like, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't – whatever she says doesn't really make sense. But she's doing some hacking. And Tommy's like, hey, Ethan, so just got so into this video game that you didn't notice a whole monster sneak up on you? He's like, well, it's a really cool game. Tommy's like, and you know what else is a cool game? Staying alive.
To Ethan's credit, the monster was outside the building.
He was not near him. Yeah, like – So Tommy starts giving them like a little speech, and Beldorf just makes Tommy's mouth go away like that one scene in The Matrix.
It's very, I don't like it.
Tommy doesn't notice because he's like,
Tommy doesn't notice, which is weird. Haley doesn't notice, which is weirder.
Yeah. Ethan turns around and is talking to Beldorf, like, put the mouth back, give him a mouth again. And Tommy's like, hey, you're not paying attention to me. What are you talking about? Tommy doesn't seem to be cognizant of anything. So he's like, oh, you're a spoil sport or whatever. And he puts the mouth back. And Tommy's like, okay, like, can we just try to do that from now on? And I thought that he sold the bit really well. That was a good bit. So then Haley says something about, like, hey, it turns out by game sharking the thing, you made us find the signal or whatever, and it's better actually this way. And he's like, I did something good. And she's like, I wouldn't say that. And I'm like, me either. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and Tommy's like, you got lucky. But, like, I read it as Tommy was like, I'm gonna try to locate Ethan, but Ethan's in the video game. And then they come out of the video game and they use the video game to locate Mr. Magnetron? Magnetic personality.
Magnet. I don't know what.
I don't know what any of this means.
I don't either. We cut to Elsa, who's like, what if we send Meganits to go destroy the power grid and so no one can get on their computers anymore or whatever? And he's like, that's fine. King Koopa's like, that's fine, Elsa, because I kind of hate this magnet guy. He is not good. So.
Yeah, another bad one. Almost like randomizing genes is a bad way to make a monster.
It seems like it, but I do like the conceit. I just wish that they would, like, figure out, like, a better plan. Like, the writers would be like, well, whatever, we have to say it's random, and then we have to make up a reason for this random combination to work, and not just that it's random and whatever. But so he starts attacking downtown, and Tommy's like, he walks past Beldorf. He's like, you stay here. Don't touch anything. Connor and I are going to go fight it. Kira and Ethan and Haley, you just don't do anything else and stay here or whatever while you find the signal or something still. I have no clue what the plan is. And they're like, okay, sure. So they morph.
I don't even know what signal they're looking for anymore.
I don't know. They morph. Tommy and Connor morph. They go attack him. It is literally 2 seconds before Ethan and Kira show up morphed. And they are dropped. They, like, base jump out of the pterodactyl to land on Meganit. And I don't know why they
did that.
Why they were not just there.
I don't know. Are we in Sentai footage now?
We are in Sentai footage.
Maybe that's why.
But then wouldn't you have some other reason?
Would you, like, write like a real reason that they weren't there?
And not just like, you wait a minute. And they're like, okay. That's all it did.
Yeah, you would think so. You would think, like, as a writer, you would try to, like, write a story.
I mean, just for example. So they hit him with their weapons. Their weapons get, like, cool close-ups, and they, like, move. Like, the terror grips, like, they go like, rah, rah, like, when you open the mouths. And so they hit him with their weapons once, and they put him together, and they Z-Rex blast him, and he blows up. And then he is immediately rehydrated, and Tommy is like, I got this fool, and just jumps and attacks him. Tommy's regular sized. He's a giant monster. Tommy just hits him, just goes to hit him, and he gets knocked away. And I want so badly for someone to just like attack the monster, but I want them to do it good. And I did remember that someone did do that, and his name was Carter Grayson.
Yep.
So we don't need to do it again unless you're going to do it well. Tommy? So he's like, all right,
what
hey,
if
I'm
Tommy
actually...
roundhouse kicked a giant monster so hard that it blew up?
That would be dope. That would be amazing. But instead, he gets knocked away. Like, he's like, get out of here, a fly, you know? Like,
he's like, Kira, fly me up to its nose. I'm going to kick the crap out of this
monster. I'm going to kick his whole face off. I'm going to end his whole man's career. So, but he's like, Haley, I think I'm going to need a Zord. Like, I think we're in trouble, actually. So they get the Zords. I do like the Megazord sequence. The T-Rex is running, and it, like, jumps and spins into, like, the base, and then, like, the Triceratops and the Pterodactyl, like, come on after it. I think it looks cool. But then they're fighting it for 1 second. They're fighting Meganet for 1 second. And it spins around and jumps underground. And then they're like, where'd it go? And then it, like, jumps out of the ground and hits them and lands back underground.
Yeah. I don't know what Meganet is. I didn't notice he's got weird, like, antennae coming up out of his back. And they're, like, furry like a bug. But also his whole head area is a bunch of like hexagon holes, which really triggers what I think is like trypophobia,
something like that. Yeah. I don't think it's that bad because they're like hexagons and they're like in a pattern. It's not just like weird random holes, which like creeps me out, but I don't know. Like, mine's not bad. It's not like I would not consider me to have it. I just like sometimes when I see holes, I go, yuck. But from what people on the Discord have said is that every monster is like a hybrid of a plant and an animal, right? Some are more obviously that. This one clearly is some sort of flower.
Well, the last one was a donkey in a vacuum, and I've never seen a vacuum growing in the wild.
You don't know about vacuum plants?
I've never seen one.
The rare northeastern vacuum plant? Because like Jacques-topus was like clearly not a flower at all besides his little hands. Like, so right. I don't know. This one, I wanted to say it's like a rhododendron maybe because it's pink. Like, it's the same kind of pink as a rhododendron, but I don't know. Anyway, so it attacks and it's like jumping underground, like making it's jumping underground, like popping up and hit him. And then he just disappears, right? He's just like gone. And they're like, Connor's like, activate the seismic receiver. Which is just them taking the Tyrannosaurus tail and like looking around until they get like a reading and then stabbing him underground and he dies.
I thought that he popped up to get him again and they just slammed a spike into his head.
Maybe he did pop up, but they were like, wait for it.
It's unclear because it's so fast that maybe they did just stab him through the ground
and then
the
he just
city
died
explodes
under...
and they're like, we did it.
We go to commercial, we come back. Zeltrax comes and is like, Meganet failed. And Mezagog's like, yeah, and so did you. Any last words before I rearrange all your DNA for good? And Zeltrax's like, well, instead of doing that, let's bump the brakes there, Chief.
Hey, what you were if, right.
What?
The Magnetron is a monster created by Mezagog combined with DNA of a diving beetle and rhododendron.
Oh, it is a rhododendron. It's the same kind of pink.
And a magnet.
Okay,
so I guess it's three things. It's an animal, a plant, and a object.
And a thing. Okay. So what was Jacques-topus then? It was an octopus and that flower that they said that I didn't see. And then
what was his actual
pollinator?
Pollinator. Let's see if I can't find something.
Probably gotta say pollinator Dino Thunder if you want to find
it. I'm on Ranger Wiki. I just searched Ranger Wiki.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Combined with DNA of squid and plant osmanthus. Oh, we looked that up. That's right. He's not a thing. He's just a squid and an osmanthus.
So sometimes they're a thing. This makes me think that this is like the second set where they add a thing to it that comes in once there's a black ranger.
Oh, yeah. Because it also has like the new putties.
Yeah.
In this episode. Episode 7, by the way.
Right. So, but the new putties are the actual mooks from Abba Ranger. I think it's Abba Ranger.
Did they make up the Tyrannodrones?
Yeah, because they're...
I didn't know that.
Because the only dinosaurs are the good guys. So, like, their villain is not Mezagog. That's an American creation, so...
Okay. I did not know the Tyrannodrones were an American creation. I thought they were...
Yeah, no, they are made up, which makes kind of sense if you when because when you look at them, they kind of remind me of Stingwingers, and those were also made up for. So, anyway, so they kill him. He's like, I'm going to rearrange your DNA for good, Zeltrax. And Zeltrax is like, let's not be hasty. I also have the, and he calls them like the triptychs or something. Like that. I forget what he called them.
I just saw it. It's like triptoids, I think.
Triptoids. Yeah, here's the eyeball putties. Here's the
trippies. Here's the trippies.
Here's the trippies.
They're all shaking behind him like they're terrified.
He says, like, he doesn't say, like, I recruited them to your side.
He says, I captured them.
I got them. I captured them. And now they're yours. And he's like, okay, maybe you're not useless.
I won't kill you today.
So we cut back to cyberspace, and Beldorf is like, I suppose I still want the code then. And Ethan's like, no, I'll get it the regular way, I guess. And he's like, ah, okay. And they just kind of push him towards the Polaroid machine. And he gets sucked back into the game. And when he gets sucked back into the game, Cassidy and Devin pop back out. Why?
Because the monster is dead.
But the monster
It should have automatically fixed it.
Yeah.
If it was going to at all.
So that means it's not the monster. It's Ethan's game genie.
Yeah. Which hopefully they destroyed. Because this is the worst Jumanji movie that they've made so far.
A bad Jumanji. But Ethan's like... Or Devin's like, all right, my queen, what do you want? She's like, I don't want to be a queen anymore. I stink and I'm dirty and I just want to go home. And he's like, come here. And it looks like he's going to hug her, but he just smells her and he goes, you do smell bad. But then Connor and Trent come in and like, is the store open now? Was Haley just like, I'm going on lunch? Or
I have to go do Power Rangers stuff, so I have to close the cafe.
Right? Like, I don't know what's... I don't get it.
I would say hire help, but you did. You have Trent. Who's not a Power Ranger.
Yet. But he comes in, he's like, hey, Ethan, did you beat the game? Ethan's like, no, I have a lot of work to do, and I'm going to need a tall smoothie. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, here's the difference, I think, between this and if this was a Mighty Morphin episode, is I feel like in a Mighty Morphin episode... Ethan would have, like, something that happened with either him in the video game world or Beldorf in our world would have, like, after everything was back to normal, he would have been like, oh, wait a minute, and figured out the password from the experience
right in
the episode. But instead, he's just like, bring me a big beer. I'm going to be at this for a while.
I'm going to need a tall one. Bring me a tall boy of that good strawberry banana juice or whatever. I think if this was a Mighty Morphin episode, they would have been put in the video game in the first 2 minutes of the episode, and they would have been in it for the whole time, and they would get out at the end when they defeat the monster.
I was waiting for the, like, oh, Ethan likes to play games, eh, moment.
But yeah, right, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't really happen.
So, but it is, because, like, Beldorf zaps him. It is both, I guess, right? Like... Beldorf activates the machine to do that, but it's not like it's one or the other. It's very weird. Anyway, Josh, I started. What's the best?
I don't know. What was the best this time?
I think it's that Devin has lines and is getting a personality now.
It is nice that Devin is. A character this time, and not just like a goofy smile in the background.
Right.
I don't know if that's the best.
I don't know. So the only other thing that I was like, that like stood out that I was like, yeah, I liked that, is when Tommy got his mouth taken away and didn't notice, and then when he ended, he was like, okay, so we're just gonna do that. Can we do that from now on?
I think I'm actually gonna best the team up in the video game of Kira and Ethan. That fight after they morphed and they did like cool team stuff.
Okay. I'm still gonna give it to Devin getting a personality, because I enjoy that about him. What's the worst?
The being in a video game and then having the video game be in real world plot, that it doesn't matter. It's nothing. It doesn't need to be in this.
Yeah, they wasted so much time.
Like, because the monster doesn't even go in the game and be like, now you're in my world, and he can, like, manipulate the game or something. There's, like, nothing. He just goes in there, and he's like...
Now I'm the game genie.
He argues with the wizard about getting a code still, No gamers allowed.
And then actually, I take it back. I'm going to best no gamers allowed. That's my best, is no gamers allowed. I'm going to say the worst is the whole, like, signal tracking thing. Like, that whole...
That's pretty bad.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's for. I don't know what it is. It doesn't make any sense. Especially when Hayes like, actually, maybe you did do something good. And he's like, I did it. And Tommy's like, you got lucky. And I'm like, but how? And why? And also how? Like, what happened? Who's the MVP?
Oh... I don't know. It stinks because I think last episode I was like, I hope we get an Ethan spotlight because we know the other two way more than Ethan. And then this is an Ethan spotlight. And I don't think the character of Ethan is very strong at this point.
Here's my problem with Ethan. It's that I think he's too much of a gamer in that I don't like him.
Yeah.
Like, he's not super likable.
He's not very charming about anything. He's just kind of like... He's kind of shitty.
He's just like kind of like a rude and then who tries to cheat at a game to win. Like, that's not good. Like, yeah. You know, like, I don't know. I liked Ethan. And then, like, he just, like, every episode, he just gets, like, crappier and crappier. And I'm like, I don't want that to happen to you, Ethan.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, this is written by, I think, the same guy who wrote Tommy's Down with Pop Music speech last time. So it's like, it's already jaded toward a child playing a video game.
Right. These damn kids and their phones, you know. Just
pushing their anti-pop gamer agenda on us.
The anti-pop gamer agenda is in full force in Power Rangers Dino Thunder. I'm gonna say my MVP is Trent. For not just booting Ethan in the head when he knocked over all of his stuff and then didn't even really apologize.
I'm going to MVP Beldorf.
Okay.
There it is.
All right. Beldorf, like, we made fun of Beldorf, but he put 100% into it.
Yeah, he was committed to the character.
That's all you can really ask for.
And kind of funny.
I think so.
He took Tommy's mouth away.
Yeah, I don't like whenever they give people, like, olden day people, like, that, like, fake Shakespeare talk, like, with the thines and the thighs and all. It's like, that's, it never sounds good, but he just, like, sold it really well. So, good for you, Tim Ratty? Tim Rabies?
Rabby. R-A-B-Y.
Rabby. Good job. Now, we gotta rank it. And Josh, I'm gonna give this video game a 3 out of 5 because it's a video game, so I thought we should give it like a video game score instead of regular ranking.
That's a generous score.
Yeah,
I think
actually it's probably more like a 1 out of 5.
I think
the game looks awful
because you just stand in one place and you fight eyeball monsters and a wizard mocks you.
And then a wizard come up and doesn't give you a code.
That's the whole video game. I think this is the worst one.
I also do, which is a bummer, but
yeah,
here we are. So coming in at number 6, Game On. So that's going to do it for us for today. Josh, what are we watching next time?
The next episode is called, I just looked at it, Beneath the Surface.
It's not Golden Boy?
Oh, it is. I scrolled down too far. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. That's 2 episodes from now, so stay tuned.
I'm excited for the next
episode is called Golden Boy.
Okay, I could have sworn that that's what I saw when then you said, I was like, oh, maybe it's another out of order situation. But no,
nope, it was just me.
Womp womp. Anyway, we're gonna watch that on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you. Or you can just approve me. That seems easier.
I can just approve you every time, but one of these times I'm going to hit deny, and I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to hit okay again.
I'll just try a different account.
Okay. Switch over to the Morphin Grid and try that one.